May I present my wife? Honey, this is Brother Leroy and Paul Kopp of Los Angeles, California.
Delighted to have you in our home, Brother Kopp.
Brother Branham, in your two great campaigns at Los Angeles, at Calvary Temple, we noticed that the Lord Jesus Christ worked with you in a very special manner. With these marvelous gifts, these earning of the spirits of men's hearts, as well as the sicknesses of their body and the signs of healing and miracles that were wrought, we thought it was wonderful.
We're interested, Brother Branham, in hearing more about this unique ministry that God has given you.
Very well, Brother Kopp. Let's go back to the beginning. I was born in eastern Kentucky in a little log cabin near Burtsville, Kentucky. The morning of my birth, I'm told of my parents that there was a light came into the room and hung over me. My people was not a religious people. They did not go to any church. Of course, this caused quite a stir among them. It's followed me all the days of my life. Recently, they took a picture of it in the scientific world, as shown here. You're probably familiar with this picture. It was proven by science that it was the only supernatural being that was ever scientifically photographed. To my opinion, it's the same angel of God that followed the children of Israel from Egypt unto Palestine. You know, as a scholar yourself, that was the angel of the covenant, none other than our Lord Jesus Christ. And when here on earth, manifested in flesh, he did not claim to be a great person. He said the Son can do nothing, just as the Father shows him. In St. John, the 5th chapter, perhaps you're acquainted with it, the scripture, Jesus passed through this famous pool of Bethesda. He found many crippled people there, blind, halt, lame, waiting for the moving of the water. It was strange that he just ministered to one. But if you'll notice, he knew where that person was. The Father had showed him. He healed this one. Perhaps he wasn't crippled. He was just laying on a pallet. But Jesus healed him. And then farther in the chapter we find about the 19th verse that he was questioned by the Jews. Perhaps it would be questionable today why God would pass through a place where all those people were lame and halt and blind and would not heal them all. But here I'll quote his words. He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do, this doeth the Son likewise." Then according to his own words, his ministry was based upon visions from his Father. Would not be strange then that his ministry should be carried on as he promised his disciples, "The things that I do shall you do also. Greater than this shall you do, for I go unto my Father." He said, "A little while and the world seeth me no more, yet ye shall see me, for I'll be with you, even in you, to the end of the world." Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. I believe it's a confirmation in this last days of the resurrection of Jesus Christ living among his people, performing the same signs and wonders that he did when he was here on earth. At the age of 7, we moved from Kentucky to Indiana, up the road a bit from where we live now. We packed our water then from a well, some city block, I suppose, behind the old country home. One beautiful September afternoon, while coming from the pump with some water, it was a stately poplar tree stood about halfway between the pump and the home. Passing by there, there was a whirl of wind in the tree, what we call here a whirlwind. Why, it was nothing odd for that time of year in this part of the country, but it remained in the tree. It didn't leave. I stopped to see what it was, and a voice spoke from it saying, Do not ever smoke or drink or defile your body in any way, for there will be a work for you to do when you get older. Frightened, that's not a word for it. I ran home quickly, telling my mother that a man spoke to me out of a tree. Well, she thought I was nervous. She put me to bed. But from then on, visions begin to come. And when this comes up on me, it produces a vision. I'm able to tell people what's wrong with them and what they must do in life and the sins that they are holding back in their life. At the age of 37, one night I was praying in my room. And when I raised up, I noticed there was a light on the floor. And looking around to see where it come from, it was coming from above. The pillar of fire was hanging just above and was throwing the light on the floor. I heard someone walking. I looked coming through the room. Coming into this light came a man. And human figure, he'd be about 200 pounds of weight. He had dark hair to his shoulder, an olive complexion. He's barefooted. Of course, I was frightened. And he said to me, "Fear not." And as soon as I heard that voice, I knew it was the same voice that had always spoke to me, but the first time I'd ever seen him in human form. He said, "I am sent from the presence of God to tell you that you're to pray for sick people. Great signs and wonders will be following your ministry, and you'll be praying for kings and monarchs and so forth." Well, I told him I was a poor man. I had no education. I would not be able to do this job. He said, as Moses was given two signs of confirmation of his ministry, that I would be given two signs. One would be the praying for the sick, the miracles, and the other would be you'd know the very secrets of the people's heart. I told him that I had been praying about this, that the people told me that it was of the devil, the ministry. He referred to me many scriptures, such as when Philip found Nathanael, and Nathanael came to Jesus. Well, Jesus told him where he had been, where he was under the tree when Nathanael found him. And many other scriptures, such as the woman at the well, how that she was revealed her sins to her. When Jesus told her that she had five husbands, she ran into the city and said, "This is the Christ." Many other scriptures he referred to. I told him I would go. He gave me the assurance that he would be with me always. As you know, Brother Copps, and the world knows of the great things that's been taking place in the ministry. We were thinking about whether these visions, I would remember them very long. Some time ago, I had one, about 4 years ago, to be exact, of a little boy being dead on the side of the road, struck by a car and killed, and he was to be raised from the dead. Well, I told everybody about it, prophesied throughout the United States and Canada. Thousands of Bibles had it written on their fly leaf that this would take place. One day, while we were having campaigns in the Scandinavian country, we were coming down through Finland from Kuopio, and there was a group of people gathered on the side of the road. They were hovered over some sort of a farm. We got out to look. There it was, the little boy. Everything just seemed just the way it was shown to me. I said to Brother Moore, "Look at your Bible and see if this isn't the scene." "Yes," he said. I knelt down and asked our Lord Jesus to confirm his word that he had showed me and had told me would come to pass. The little boy was brought to life again by our Lord Jesus. He's alive and healthy today. Brother Copp, this is just a few of the things that our Lord Jesus is doing today in the ministry that he has committed to me. To my humble opinion, is to confirm his word, the things that he promised that would happen in this day, we're seeing them take place today. Now concerning the campaigns in Israel, Brother Copp, I'll be very happy to serve our Lord in Israel. I believe that my ministry will be very effective to the Jews, because as the scripture says, the Jews seek signs, the Greeks wisdom.
We believe many Jews and others there in the Holy Land will come to believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Messiah when they see a Christian fulfilling the prophecy of Joel in the Old Testament.
Yes, Brother Copp. I'm sure that you're referring to Joel's prophecy in the Old Testament, Joel 2:28. How that he prophesied, saying that in the last days he would pour out his spirit upon all flesh. The sons and daughters would prophesy. The old man would dream dreams, and the young men would see visions.
Well, Brother Branham, I guess we'll have to say goodbye for this time. It certainly has been a great pleasure and very edifying. We'll have to be running along, but we will see you, God willing, in Chicago in the next couple of days.
Well, gentlemen, it's been a pleasure to have you in our home tonight. We'll be praying together for the success of the Chicago meeting. And by God's grace, I hope to meet you there in the next few days.
Would you care for some tea before going?
Oh, thank you very much, Mr. Brown. That'll be just fine. Thank you.
Thanks, honey.